Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call tape number 26B, Faith Only, Salvation. One of the most perplexing problems in the religious world is, what must I do to gain salvation? No question could be more important, and therefore none should be more carefully considered than this one. Nor could there be any greater tragedy than to have the wrong answer, and so miss that all-important salvation from eternal torment that Matthew 25 speaks of so clearly. By far, the most common answer to the question, what must I do to gain salvation, is just believe. You are saved by faith alone. But this subject is far too important for us to simply take some man's word for it. No, we need to see some proof that will assure us that this answer, or any answer, is right. Since God is the one that offers salvation, His word on the matter, the Bible, is the only word we should accept as sure proof. Of course, the Bible says much about salvation, but specifically, what about salvation by faith only? Those teaching this doctrine say salvation cannot be by man's works. There's no work you can do to gain salvation. Does the Bible say anything about salvation by works? Let's see. First of all, faith-only salvation is mentioned in the Bible, but only one time, and then not in the context you might expect. James 2:24 says, "You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." That's pretty plain and direct language that says the idea of faith-only salvation is just wrong. In fact, the Bible insists that faith and works go hand in hand, and cannot be separated in salvation. For instance, James says in James 2:17 through 20, faith, if it have not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, "Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?" Again, the Apostle Paul connects the two in Galatians 5:6 when he says, "In Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." And even Ephesians 2, which states so clearly that salvation is by grace through faith, verse 8, goes on to say, Ephesians 2:10, that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. One of the most unusual passages in this connection, and one of the most troublesome to those saying faith not works is what saves you, is John 6:28 and 29. On this occasion, some people ask Jesus, "What shall we do, that we might work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent." To try to separate faith from works is an impossibility, since faith itself is one work. My friends, don't be deceived by those who would offer cheap salvation without any effort on your part. Salvation is not cheap. It cost our Lord His life's blood, and He expects something besides easy faith from us in return. Read your Bible carefully about salvation, and learn that there are certain steps a man must take in order to receive God's promise of salvation. You can't earn it, but you can qualify yourself for salvation by meeting God's conditions. Hear the word, Romans 10:14. Believe in Christ as God's Son, John 14:1. Repent of your past sinful life, Luke 13:3. Your faith, Matthew 10:32 and 33, and be baptized to be saved, Mark 16:16. And if you hesitate to do these things because they are works, remember Jesus' words in Matthew 7:21. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.